Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good people, and let me welcome you to the Voice of God Daily. Now, you may ask yourself, just who is this voice speaking to me, saying this is the voice of God? My name is Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. I've been a pastor for over 40 years with a background time in radio and podcasting, but most importantly, a lifelong student of the scriptures. And I believe that a bit of Bible in your ear is the best way to start your day. And I am here to speak God's holy words into your ears. Indeed, I believe that scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. So what's going to happen here? Every day by 6 a.m. Eastern time, for no more than 10 minutes, I will read a passage from the New Testament from the Revised Common Lectionary, which are the verses selected for each day of the year. I will read them in a modern English translation, usually the Message. Then we will pause and we will pray for your day. I will recommend resources that can help you go deeper and to get a bigger bite of the Bible if you wish. For instance, you can go to voiceofgoddaily.com and download our free ABC Bible Study Guide, which is your companion to the Voice of God Daily. The ABC Bible Study Guide makes reading the Bible as simple as ABC. Why do this? Well, my mission is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help us accomplish that mission by going to Apple Podcasts and subscribing to the Voice of God Daily, giving us a 5-star rating, and writing a review. And of course, the Voice of God for Friday, January 28, 2022, reading for the Revised Common Lectionary, Year C, the New Testament reading, Acts 19, 1 through 10, reading from the Message version. Now, it happened that while Apollos was away in Corinth, Paul made his way down through the mountains, came to Ephesus, and happened on some disciples there. First thing he said was, "Do you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Did you take God into your mind only, or did you also embrace him with your heart? Did he get inside you?" We've never heard of that. A Holy Spirit? God within us? "How were you baptized then?" asked Paul. "In John's baptism." That explains it," said Paul. "John preached a baptism of radical life change so that people would be ready to receive the one coming after him, who turned out to be Jesus. If you've been baptized in John's baptism, you're ready now for the real thing, for Jesus." And they were. As soon as they heard it, they were baptized in the name of the Master, Jesus. Paul put his hands on their heads, and the Holy Spirit entered them. And from that moment on, they were praising God in tongues and talking about God's actions. Altogether, there were about 12 people there that day. Paul then went straight to the meeting place. He had the run of the place for 3 months, doing his best to make the things of the kingdom of God real and convincing to them. But then, resistance began to form as some of them began spreading evil rumors through the congregation about the Christian way of life. So Paul left, taking the disciples with him, and set up shop in the school of Tyrannus, holding classes there daily. He did this for 2 years, giving everyone in the province of Asia, Jews as well as Greeks, ample opportunity to hear the message of the Master. The Voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Something I can do to help you go deeper in your Bible study and your spiritual development is to recommend to you great resources, which I know will be helpful to you. My friend, Pastor John Stange, has a book, Dwell on These Things, available at desirejesus.com/dwell on these things. It's about changing the messages that enter your mind and learning to see yourself through God's eyes by spending 31 days feeding your heart with a biblical message of encouragement. So I encourage you to check out Pastor John Stange's book. That's S-T-A-N-G-E, the book Dwell on These Things at DesireJesus.com/dwell on these things. Let's take a breath and have a prayer. Sisters and brothers, let us lift our hearts in faith to the one who hears all prayers and holds close all of those in need. Holy God, you gather the whole universe into your radiant presence and continually reveal your Son as our Savior. Bring healing to all wounds. Make whole all that is broken. Speak truth to all illusion and shed light in every darkness, that all creation will see your glory and know your Christ. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's Scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.